Howdy folks, this is 5150 for Hacker Public Radio. I recently discovered the app shell, a pseudo shell which gives users of distributions which use apt for package management quick access to the functionality of apt-get. The command to get into the shell is actually alpha papa tango sierra hotel. You should find AppShell in the repositories of Debian-based distros. Once installed, you can launch AppShell as root from the command line, i.e. sudo AppShell. One of the drawbacks of installing software from a terminal is that sometimes you don't know the exact name of the package you want to install. From the AppShell prompt, ls plus search string will show all the packages that have that string in their names. You can type install plus a partial package name and use tab completion to finish the instruction. The function of the update and upgrade commands are self-explanatory. Unfortunately, you can't string them together on the same line like you can in bash, i.e. sudo apt-get update ampersand sudo apt-get-y safe-upgrade. Instead, you use the backtick key to put AppShell into queue mode. In queue mode, you can enter commands one by one to be launched in sequence at a later time. To bring your system up to date, you could run, hit backtick, and the aptsh prompt will change to asterisk based aptsh, and you could type in update and hit return, and type in upgrade and hit return, and hit the backtick again to close the queue mode. And then from the regular AppShell prompt, type in q-commit-say yes, space yes. Backtick toggles the queue entry, and qcommit runs whatever's in the queue. qcommit-say tells AppShell to answer in the affirmative to any queries from commands executed in the queue in much the same way as apt-get space-y space safe-upgrade confirms software updates without user interaction. Unfortunately, I must be using AppShell wrong because I can't ever quite get that to work. I've done qcommit-say space y. I've done q-commit-say space yes. None of them seem to actually work in installing updated packages where you're prompted to confirm whether or not you want to install them. AppShell is capable of other app-related tasks, but I think I've covered the most useful ones. The trouble with running AppShell is that unless you start in a terminal when you start the computer and leave it running all day, as opposed to opening it as a new shell within your terminal every time you want to do an update or an install, despite the convenience of the package name search and tab completion, it's really not going to save you any keystrokes. With that in mind, I started looking for ways to have the AppShell available at a keystroke. And we're going to leave the wisdom of having a shell open with a subset of root privileges for another day. I had Gwake installed, but rarely used it because I usually have multiple terminal tabs open at once since I'm logged in to my server remotely. And actually, I'd forgotten that Gwake supports tab terminals quite well, really. You can open a new tab with Shift-Control-T in Gwake, and then switch between open tabs with Control Page Up or Control Page Down, or by clicking session buttons that appear at the bottom of the Gwake window. I'd forgotten this until I started doing research on this story. Since this revelation kind of ruins my story, we're going to forget about tab terminal support in Gwake and not mention it again. I'm also going to assume that everybody's familiar with Gwake. If not, suffice it to say, Gwake is a terminal that pops down to the top third of the screen when you hit a hotkey, F12 being the default. It returns to the background, with the session still running, when you press F12 again, or when you click the lower part of the desktop. It is patterned after the command shell in the game Quake that lets you input diagnostic and cheat codes, hence the name. I wasn't using Gwake as a terminal anyway, so I wanted to see if I could make it run AppShell by default. I found you could access Gwake's Graphical Configuration Manager by right-clicking inside the Open Gwake Terminal and selecting Preferences. On the first Preferences tab, I found Command Interpreter, but since AppShell is only a pseudo shell, it isn't found in the drop-down list. However, one option was Screen, which would give me a way to run multiple terminals that I thought Gwake lacked. Next, I had to look up how to configure Screen. I figured there must be a way to make Screen run AppShell in one session by default, and I found it. In the show notes, I've included a version of my .screenrc file from my home folder, which I set up with the help with an article from the online Red Hat magazine, link in the show notes. And I am not going, the copy of my .screen RC is right there in the show notes. I'm not going to try to read it off, but I will try to describe as best I can the content. The first two lines have hard status command, and they are used to set up the screen status line. The first puts it at the bottom of the terminal. It says hard status space always last line, and the second sets up what is going to appear on the status line, and included is the host name and date, and an indicator that lights up to show which screen window that you're looking at. Below the comment pound default screens sets up the screen sessions that are open by default. The first line opens up a regular terminal named shell 1, and that line reads screen space dash t space shell 1 space or tab 0. The second window opens up a window called app dash shell, and that's how it is identified in the aforementioned status line, and launches app shell. And the format of that command is screen space dash t space app dash shell space 1 space sudo space app shell. I'm sure you've already fathomed that the format of the lines in the pound default screen section goes long screen t to open up a new terminal window in screen, and then give that screen a name or designation that's going to appear in the status line and be highlighted when you have that screen session open. So just string, and it could be anything. And then the terminal window number, starting with 0, so the first line is 0, the second line is 1. And then finally, if you are going to, by default, launch a bash command or script in that terminal window, that comes last. My last two screen windows that I have open by default open cell sessions into other computers. And the first one is SSH space 5150 server, which is an alias to my server that I was able to set up thanks to Ken Fallon and his excellent HPR on SSH and how to modify your home folder, your .ssh/config file. And then my second one, if it's up and running, it'll open a shell session into my Fedora laptop, and that command is SSH space 5150 at Redbook. I still, when I launch screen by hitting F12 the first time to launch and launch Quake, which launches screen, I still have to cycle through my screen windows and type in passwords for whatever resources that are brought up by default. Sudo in case of the running app shell session, and the SSH passwords for the remote sessions into other computers. But the configuration file could be set up to launch any bash script or bash command by default. The cited article didn't include any more configuration tips, so I'm certain there must be ways to set other screen options, such as split windows by default. Since I'm also running screen in the remote session on my server, I have to remember there is a command prefix for additional layers in screen, and that is Control A followed by another A. Ergo, if I wanted to move to the next window in a screen session running under Quake on my local PC, the command would be Control A and then N. But if I'm in the screen session that's open to an SSH session, to an open terminal on my server, then the command sequence would be Control A, then just regular A by itself, and then N after that to move to the next screen window on the server. Well, that's how I learned to run app shell inside screen inside Quake. I've been 5150 for Hacker Public Radio. I can be contacted at 5150@linuxbasement.com or by using the contact form on thebigredswitch.drupalgardens.com. Thank you.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.